Hello, and welcome to the Print Pod. Principal Correspondent P.R. Krishnankutty wrote an article titled Taliban Effect? Ancient Kabul Citadel's Revamp in Limbo Without Help from Non-Responsive India. My name is Shania Matthew, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Since the Taliban takeover last August, the Indian government has been unresponsive on how to proceed with the restoration work of Bala Hisar, an ancient fortress in Kabul, leaving the implementing body of the project to fend for itself, the Print has learnt. In August 2020, India and the then Ashraf Ghani-led Afghanistan government had signed an MOU for restoration of the 65-hectare heritage site, with New Delhi pledging approximately $1 million for phase one of the project. At the time, New Delhi said it was committed to preserving the cultural heritage of Afghanistan. In November 2020, the Print had reported that the project would serve as Afghanistan's first archaeological park and was scheduled to be completed by 2022. However, according to Aga Khan Trust for Culture Afghanistan, which is executing the project, that timeline is now indefinitely stretched due to reluctance on the part of the Indian government. Since last August, the Indian government appears reluctant to engage with us on how to move forward on the project. They have gone completely off the radar, and we've been put in the difficult situation of having to resolve a number of issues without their support, AKTC Afghanistan Chief Executive Officer Ajmal Maiwandi told the Print. We hope that this situation can be resolved and that the Indian authorities decide to restart its investment in the preservation of Afghan heritage, he added. This comes amid reports that the Taliban has said India will resume 20 stalled projects in the war-torn country. In the past, India and Afghanistan had jointly worked on the restoration of Kabul's Stowe Palace, which was inaugurated in 2016. The Print reached out to the Ministry of External Affairs for a response about these reports and of AKTC's claim, but it declined to comment. The AKTC, an agency of the larger non-profit Aga Khan Development Network, has implemented more than 150 projects in Afghanistan, with two ongoing projects at the Bala Hisar Citadel in Kabul, and worked to prevent the collapse of fifth minaret of Gauharshad's mausoleum in Herat. According to the non-profit organization, the Indian government's lack of engagement is in contrast to how other countries, which are also funding projects in Afghanistan, have behaved. The Kabul Riverfront Transformation Project, another major endeavor, has unfortunately also come to a halt. The German government, which funded the project, decided to suspend it last August, but we've been in contact with them regularly, Maiwandi told the Print. They have shown proactive engagement in resolving the multitude of issues related to suspending an active project that employs hundreds of people. In August 2018, the German government pledged about $18 million towards the Kabul Riverfront Transformation project. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of The Print Pod.